TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo, I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes. Blue pass, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
All right. What's going on out there? If you
nothing
are listening
much.
Right now, what's
shout
going
out
on?
To
what's
up, Brooklyn man? Black. He wants his presence felt on the S&M show.
He definitely
Brooklyn.
Does. Yes. Well, if you are listening, you are listening to the S&M show. And I am Mr. Haynes. And we have Lady Steele. You on the line?
Well, Lady Steele is locked in.
Good. And we have a guest host tonight. Lady Steele, I want you to introduce your guest host for tonight.
Okay, sure. So first off, welcome to the S&M show. For everybody that's listening, you know that we've been on the search for a new co-host. So we will be having many guest co-hosts come on. And the first guest co-host that we have tonight is Ms. Jade Bell via Atlanta, Georgia. Are you there, Jade?
I am here. Hello, world.
Now, I'm going to get right back to you. I just want to kind of update the listeners. I want to thank them for supporting last week's show. It was a super success. Got so many reviews and comments on it. So definitely want to thank you for that. Tonight's show is going to be on interracial sex. I guess the relationship part is one bit of it, but the actual sex is what we want to delve into. This topic came up from my co-host, and I guess you can let our listeners know why this was an important topic, why you wanted to discuss this.
Okay, so currently right now I'm in a relationship, and who I'm in a relationship with? A German white male. So with the question that came about, well, everybody, first it was a shock of, oh, my God, you like swirl, you like cream in your coffee, what's wrong with a black man? And then the second question was, can he fuck? The question to that is yes. He has a dick. He has balls. He can fuck. So that's the reason why I came up with the topic for tonight, to answer all those weary questions that are actually to get deep into those questions of, well, how does he please me in the bedroom? Is it good? And he's not the first white guy I dated. I actually lost my virginity to a white guy. So I know there's going to be a lot of questions about that, and how they give head and everything like that. So with that being said, no holds barred. You can ask me anything, and I will tell you everything.
Okay, awesome. So in preparation for the show, as we always do, we collected a series of questions. And the first question that I got in, and I guess, Mr. Haynes, you could chime in on this. The first question I have is, are black men more about their nut than pleasuring their women? Like, do you feel that they are just more, I guess, about themselves than actually, you know, making it like a caring about you, how you feel?
That question is actually kind of quite funny to me, because I have dated a lot of black men in between. My daughter is by a black man. But are they more pleasing than white men? It's contingent upon the man. Honestly, it's really contingent upon the man. Now, you might have that one black man who thinks he's in Trinidad, Pondy Road, and using your pussy as his playground. Then that type of guy is really out for his only nuts and himself, and then to be like, woo, I beat that pussy up. No, nigga, you put my pussy in trauma. Never again. Now, then there's a man that is just, you know, really out to please the woman. You know, he wants to see her smile, want to make sure she comes, don't stop until she comes. And is there a difference between black and white? There is. Black men is more so showy. They want to whine upon it. They want to do what women thinks, like what they think women like. And to me, they don't take the time to learn a woman. Now, white
you
men.
You said they want to do more what they think a woman likes versus
what they
does.
Think. More okay. than when a white man who actually researches and asks you, hey, do you like this? Do you want me to do it this way? Do you want me to do it that way? How about this? How about that? Black men watch a porno and be like, yes, I'm a mandingo tonight. I'm going to fuck that shit up. And you're like, no, dude, no. No, you're not doing it right. And as soon as you tell them, like, yo, you're not doing this right. There's something wrong there. Like, you're not beating it up. You're putting my pussy in trauma. Every other night, I got to put ice on my shit. Can you slow it down a bit? Can you actually play with the clits? Can you not? Like, black men has an issue. I came across a lot of black men that has an issue with eating the pussy. Now, white men, they think it's like a buffet down there. And it's like all well and good. They go in. But black men,
for some reason. We got to – hold on. Because we – Leon, you're there, and you know what? You're a black man. So are you going to, like, defend your kind?
Let me say something to her first. First and foremost, I wanted to let her finish because, you know, she had very much passion behind what she said. I wanted to let her finish. I didn't want to Kanye West because I really wanted to. But I really did. But you have to understand something. What you're speaking about is from either your experience or people around you's experience with black guys. I can tell you, all race of guys, they have that. Black,
but
white, Spanish.
Again, I said it's contingent upon the man. It really is contingent upon the man.
Some people
but there
may,
is a big difference.
Say, some people may say it's what you attract. Ooh. Whether they're black, white, whatever. Maybe it's who you attract is the same type. If you've noticed the same type of thing, different face, same attitude. Different face, same attitude. Maybe that's who you attract.
So you're saying
that
outside in the world, I attract the Wall Street type of guy, but the thug in the bedroom type of guy? Because for some reason, I really date riddles. I do date riddles.
Maybe.
You know what I'm talking about, the guy with the tattoo on his hip, with the gun on his hip? Yeah, I know exactly who I'm talking about because I'm not the only person that watched porn. So stop it.
Oh, Wesley Pipes.
Yes, see, I told you I'm not the only person that watched porn.
The poet.
What do you think you do?
So basically, I guess maybe my pussy attracts thugs. Maybe my pussy is that type of pussy that when he gets in there, he's like, oh, I'm going to fuck this shit. Oh, like I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, can I get some R. Kelly bump and grind, some slow music, something? So one thing I'm saying is it is contingent upon the man. I have had a man, a black male, who was just extremely – maybe I'm attracting wax dicks. That is it. Jade is attracting wax dicks. Because I'm sorry, my black male that I did date and have sex with wasn't the best. And my whole thing is it's like I'm very talkative and open about my sexual life. If you want to know how it feels, ask me. Why are you on top of me and you go like, baby, how did this feel? I'm going to tell you. Can you move over to the left or the right or do something? And then
was
I had
your
a
first
black
orgasm
male.
With a black man or was it with
white?
A
it was with a white guy. It was with an Irish guy.
Okay. All right. So we got the other question we got for you was, do you think that white men are generally more freaky than black or Hispanic or Asian men?
No, they're not. They are straight vanillas. I had to pull a rabbit out the hat. For I literally feel like a rapist sometimes when I have sex with him. Because I'm like, slap my ass, pull my hair, choke me. You know, the first couple of times he was like, okay, it's a little weird. But then now he's into it. What I like about white men is you could groom them to what you like, if you get what I'm saying. Black men have this mentality, nah, I'm good. I'm going to fuck this shit up. I'm going to show you how I'm going to fuck this shit up. I got this sex game down pat. White men are more acceptable of, okay, you teach me, I will learn, and I will do this for you. Black men's like, I don't need to learn shit. I got Mandingo on pause. I got Wesley Pipes on pause. Shit, I got all the pornos on pause. I could be a porno star. That's how black men think. I'm sorry, that's how I feel. That's how they come into the bedroom. Like, all they need is baby oil and a fucking hammock for their dick when they come in the bedroom with me. Because I swear they feel like they're porno stars. I don't know. It's because I'm a little freaky in the bedroom. And when I go in, I go in. So it might turn the switch on with the black men. I'm like, this bitch is a porno star. But white men are more like, okay, I see you like different things. Tell me what I could do to make it feel better.
This is very interesting. Very interesting because the majority of people, when they think of white women, I guess they think freak. So for you to say the white guy is kind of tamed, a little weird.
It's contingent upon the male. You might get some of the white men that just have this fetish for black women and just think all black women are freaks and just want to come in the bedroom and try every fucking freaky thing with them. But then you get that average, when I'm talking about an average white guy. I'm not talking about that fucking Leonardo DiCaprio looking man with a fucking 8-pack and dating every black model that he gets his hands on. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the other guy who's in the background on his computer typing about what Leonardo DiCaprio wore that day. That's who I'm talking about. The average white male, the white male that gets up 9 to 5, do his job, and it's husband material, is a house husband, as you could say. He do everything in his power to make sure his family's okay. I'm talking about that guy. I'm not talking about the white guy who wants to go backpacking to Europe and fuck every prostitute he comes across. Not that one. The average white male. And when I talk about the black man, I'm talking about the average black man. I'm not talking about the club goer that who always have the one night stands. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the average citizen, black citizen. I'm not talking about the party goer or the one who always have one night stands, always has a different girl in his bedroom every night. I'm not talking about him. We're talking about average people here. Now, there's some above average that I did date, but we're not going to put them in a category because, again, they're above average. They're swingers. They have threesomes, foursomes. They had a fucking orgy. We're not talking about them. We're talking about the average people, the day-to-day people.
How do you feel about that, Leon?
Well, in a sense, it's look, what you're talking about and how you feel about it, fine. But I can't help but ask, like, where are you meeting these guys? Where are they at?
Okay.
Like, seriously, where are these guys at? Which state are they in? So that we can let people know not to go to that state.
Oh, shit.
I think there's a guy from Brooklyn. But that guy was Brooklyn. Well, let me finish. That guy was the orgy guy. That guy was the Mandingo Wesley Pipes. I'm going to fuck your pussy up tonight, and you're going to love me in the morning type of guy. Okay? I dated guys from Jersey who was more content and complacent, but still, for some reason, turned into a thug overnight in the bedroom.
I
met my boyfriend that I'm with now.
I kind of get the feeling that you have, like, a flair for dominance, kind of. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like
I kind of do, but I kind of like to be in control, and I don't want the guy to take full control in the bedroom. Sometimes can be
so that's why that makes a lot of sense then, kind of.
It does make a lot of sense, but again, is the difference between a white guy and a black guy? There's not no big difference because they both got penises. Maybe the difference is the size, maybe. Not saying white men don't have big dicks, but
I've dated white men as well. A Jewish guy and an Italian guy.
Wait, you dated a Jewish?
Yeah, I dated a
Jewish. I want to know how that went. I'm going to pause you just to hear how that went.
The Jew is actually super freaky, very freaky.
Really?
Very, very freaky. To the point where I don't even know if I want to say, but he was very, very freaky. He probably only had about 5 inches hard. So he wasn't really, like, and he knew that he was, like, lacking, so he wasn't necessarily, like, hopped up on having sex. You know, I could pretty much de-throat him without thinking about it. I don't think it was even big enough to reach my throat, to be honest, but he was very experimental. I had one of my manslaves that I violated in front of him.
Hmm.
And then the Italian was actually hung, though. The Italian, you know, had a nice, like, 9-incher. And he was, I guess, one of those that just loved black women. And we didn't do anything too out of the ordinary. The sex was fairly normal.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like a drill master. Like, he liked drilling a lot, like the machine gun.
Can I ask you a question? Now, between having sex with the white men and the black men, have you seen more uncircumcised dicks with the white male or with the black male?
The Jew wasn't circumcised. And
okay.
I think every black guy, one black guy wasn't circumcised and one Hispanic wasn't. Majority of people are circumcised that I've run into.
Yeah, but I read it too. Most of the other white guys I dated wasn't circumcised, which actually makes a difference in the bedroom. Makes a big difference to me.
How so?
Because they're more sensitive down there. And the extra skin, believe it or not, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but the extra skin actually feels good. I actually prefer uncircumcised dick. I do.
Hmm.
Only thing is, they have to be very cleanly. I know it's unusual. That's me. But I prefer uncircumcised dick. I can't. A circumcised dick looks weird to me. It does.
This is an opinion that I haven't really heard before. Most people prefer
circumcised. Nope.
Yeah, how come you're, like, literally the one going to the left with everything? Like, everything
what
for
do you mean?
Is always to the left. Everybody's going right, and you just take it to the left with everything. The guy you like
am, I am me. I am different. I honestly admit that I am different. Things that I like is something that a normal person probably wouldn't like. And I can honestly say that.
Yeah.
I can honestly
right.
say, go ahead. What you have to say?
I mean, look, at the end of the day, to each his own. That's one of the few things that we always want to teach, to each his own. That's one thing that we like to talk. And, you know, when we talk about these things, we always say, hey, to each his own. What you do is what you do. But it's just like everything with you is definitely to the left, like everything. Like
how
the one thing that, hold on, I'm just saying, it's not a knock, but like, for example, one thing that Lady Steele did say that made sense is when you're talking about a black guy, everything that you're speaking about is the confidence that we exuberate naturally. So obviously when it comes to the bedroom, we're going to be that type. So maybe that's because you don't like that. It's not about the black guy, but maybe you don't want to be dominated like that, or you can't. You clash with that kind of personality, so you're going to go to the white guy. I mean,
that is something to think about. Not
there's women
that
said they're intimidated
black
by black guys.
No. Now, that's where I'm going to correct you at. Me intimidated by a black guy? Never that. Again, I dated my handful of black men.
No,
I'm
talking
not intimidated
about in general.
By them.
I'm talking about in general. That's what when you ask any race about this, about, you know, like women, would you date a black guy? If their answer is no, ask them why. Not even that. Ask them why. You'll have various answers, but they'll all come back down to certain things about us. Some people just can't handle our presence the way we are, regardless. Because the things
okay,
that they say we do, every race
does
it too.
I understand it's maybe. Cockiness with a black male, but only thing that I'm saying is sometimes there's a place for that cockiness. How about you learn your woman first? I don't understand that you're cocky. You're going to think your dick is the present to all women in the world, but before you stick your dick in her or why you got your dick in her, learn her. Figure out what she likes. Figure what moan is complacent with your dick.
All right,
okay.
So here's my
sometimes
question
you need
to
put
you
your cockiness
on
aside.
Now, what's this? Let's say if I took that statement literally. Like, we're in the bedroom. Now, if I took your theory literally and asked you, so, babe, do you want me to start kissing on you now? All right, should I kiss slowly or hard? Wait a minute. Do you want me to rub your nipples? Should I actually?
You're really taking
right,
it literally.
Okay. So, but at the end of the day, like, yo, you're telling me you want me to want your body, learn your body. I'm going to ask you the questions that you tell me that I should be asking. Or would you rather me figure it out? See, what you're talking about, like when you're saying these guys are gear, yeah, I beat it up. But guess what? If you keep going back, if he's any really good, then he's going to figure it out. So his cockiness is still going to be there, but at the end of the day, you're both going to walk away satisfied.
One of the listeners on Facebook just said that he thinks that white men are the nastier. The nastiest of races.
No,
wow.
I think black men are nastier than racist.
Whoa.
I really do. Black men
in
would spit on the pitsy. Black men would spit on the pussy, slurp it back up. Black men would shove their dick down your throat. Black men are a little bit more freakier. They are.
You mean more aggressive?
Certain... More aggressive. Freaky.
So, I wouldn't say that.
What do you consider? See, now here's the question: what do you consider freaky? That's I think to me that's a valid question, because for somebody freaky might be, oh, he's fucking me, stops fucking me, flip my ass up in the air, lick me from my ass, crack back to my pussy, spit in my pussy, and shove it back in me. To me, that's freaky. To somebody else,
I think
they could be like, oh, that shit is normal.
Let's get somebody to chime in on this. So we have like a caller. Let's see if we could get an opposing view. Let's see. Last 4-4-6-7-1.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, welcome to the S&M show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Shout out to Ohio. So tonight we're talking about fucking other races. Do you think that, well, first off, what are you? Obviously you're a guy, but you're black, white, Spanish.
Yeah, I'm a brother.
Okay. Have you slept with white women?
Once in a few. I mean, I'm not really too attracted to white women. No offense to any white women who may be listening, but, you know, I love my sisters and my Latinas.
Okay. Now, is there a difference? Do you think there's a difference in freak level or just general, like, fucking...
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, the last caller, she had a point. I mean, what defines freakiness? Because remember, once upon a time, brothers wouldn't eat pussy. Only white boys would. And we would lose our sisters because white boys would eat the pussy and the brothers wouldn't. So now brothers have stepped up. They're like, all right, well, shit, we're going to eat the pussy. So sisters is like, all right, brothers, about time. Y'all starting to step up. But then the white boys will take it to another level. They start doing anal things and this, that, and the other. Sisters is like, oh, shit, okay, well, hey, brothers, do you do this? No, I don't do that shit. Now we're losing our sisters again, so brothers is now stepping back up. It's like, okay, we can do that shit too. So now, once upon a time, brothers never ate the ass because white boys always ate the ass. But now we stepped up. Now we eating pussy. We licking the ass. We sucking on toes. We like women to go ahead and squirt and everything like that. Once upon a time, yet again. Brothers wasn't down with squirting and all that. They were considering pissing on you and all this other stuff because they had no clue. But the white boys knew that shit. So sisters would be like, hey, I'm going with the white boys. And it's crazy because why is it that all the badass sisters is with the white boys and all the brothers is with the non-attractive looking white woman? You know, most of the time. I never got that concept, but that's just me. But to answer the question, who's freakier, white boys and, you know, black men and white women and black women? Honestly, the freakiest ones is the white boys. And the ones who's willing to ride with them are the sisters. See, the white women will sit back and take the abuse that a sister won't. That's most of the time why, you know, brothers be going with the white girls. But at the same time, the white boys is like, all right, y'all got to have them. Because Robert De Niro said it himself. Brothers, if y'all don't take care of your sisters, I will. And I think every black woman on the planet gave Robert De Niro a standing ovation. So now, brothers, yet again, is stepping their game back up because we got to compete with these white boys. These white boys will take it to another level, and the sisters are willing to try it. The sisters are down for it, especially when they got a brother that's like, no, I don't do that shit. Sisters is like, okay, I'll find somebody that is. And it just happens to be a white boy. But now, 2014, there's pretty much nothing else that's freakier that you can do within the terms of freakiness. Now it's going to nastiness, you know, doing some stupid shit with animals. You don't see no brothers or sisters doing that shit. I mean, you may catch one out of 1,000, but, you know, the majority, you don't catch no black people nor Latino people doing shit with animals. You know, you don't see that shit. And if you do, they really ain't black. Maybe they just got a dark tan or something. I don't know. But to turn around and think about it, them freaky motherfucking white boys, we caught up to them. Us brothers get freaky too. Now, outside of what we do because we love squirters, we love pretty feet, we may love anal sex, we may love, you know, kissing and this, that, and the other, and places that we wouldn't think of years ago, I think that we pretty much reached our level of freakiness unless we're going to, like, swinger parties and threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes, and all this other shit. You know, that's probably another level of freakiness or whatever, and we will probably be down for it. But past that, now we're stepping into uncharted territory where brothers is like, look, all right, I've done all the stepping up I'm going to do. Y'all white boys got to have that shit, bringing in puppy dolls to lick the girls' pussy, and they want to sit back and watch it and jerk their dick. We ain't doing none of that shit. You know, it's amazing shit that you would hear.
All right, hold on, Carla. Let me ask you a quick question because, you know, we got to get to other people. I want to ask you this final question. From one minute to another,
And I want you to be very honest. You might catch some backlash later, but who gets head better, black women or Spanish women?
Ooh. Are white women not even in the race for head?
She's not even in here. I was getting ready to say the same thing. What happened to the white?
That's too easy.
Okay. What's the question about Spanish versus
Spanish versus black? Who gives head better? Well, matter of fact, whose sex is better?
All the way around. I would actually have to give it to the Latinas, hands down. I'm probably going to get some heat over that, but I would have to give it to the Latinas.
Hell yeah,
I think some of the best sex I ever had came from a Latino woman.
Y'all heard that, sisters? Mm. Thank you, Carlos.
I love my sisters, but he asked for an honest answer. I'm giving an honest answer.
All right. Thank you, Carla. Listen, we got to get you. I'll put you back on hold. But let's keep going with this because, right now we are talking about interracial relationships and sex and all of this. Yeah, Jade is, I don't know what she's talking about, but she has some real strong opinions about, black dudes versus white guys. And I want you to get into a little bit deeper with this because I want to ask you, who do you feel more comfortable with bringing to your family, a black guy or the love of your life, that German white guy?
Who do you feel more comfortable bringing to your family?
It's contingent upon a man. I'm not going to bring somebody to my family that I know is not right. See, now that's something totally different. There's so many scenarios with that I can't completely answer that question. It's contingent upon the man. I'm not going to bring any type of man to my family. He'd have to come direct to me and to my family. Would you bring any type to your family? Tell me, what would you bring? A Spanish woman, a black woman, a white woman? If you were not married and you had a choice, it's contingent upon your woman, right? You're going to pick someone that fits you best and that you know that you can bring around your family. So that question is basically invalid.
Hold on, though. You took it from one perspective, but I'm also looking at it from a family perspective. Because regardless, I'm not talking about if he's a stand-up guy or if he's a bum. I'm talking about the one thing that, regardless of when you first see a person, how would you feel comfortable? Because I have friends that date white girls, have real good relationships, but when it comes to bringing that white girl around their family, it's not the same. Not saying that they don't, but it's not as often because you're going to hear some snickering from some family members. So I'm asking you, would you be comfortable or is it comfortable around your family for you to have, would you be comfortable around your family or do you think you'd be made to feel uncomfortable?
I'm comfortable around my family with either or.
Yeah, I don't think it would really matter to me.
It wouldn't really matter.
The only time that I've been kind of skeptical was when I was dating the Jew, and that was really because he was like 80 years old. But
we're not going to touch that one. 80?
No, he wasn't that old. He wasn't 80. No, he wasn't 80. He was like 55. And
he was freaky. He was 55, Jewish, and freaky. I would love to hear the story on this one. You need to write a book.
Yeah, that one is a book by himself. But yeah, he was 55, and you could tell. So that was the only. It was more about that than him being white. That was kind of like weird to me. But yeah.
Now, Mr. Haynes, I have a question for you. Since you throw questions my way, I do have a question for you. Have you ever dated a white woman?
Of course.
Okay. Have you ever dated a Spanish?
Of course.
And you dated black because I know your wife is black.
Yes.
So,
with
that being said, which sex was better, white or Spanish? Did you enjoy the sex better with a white woman because she will let you do anything to her? Or was it the black or the Spanish woman?
No, I would have to say Spanish. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm be honest.
And can I ask why?
It's just, I don't know, it's something. It's like, I don't know, exuberate sex, like, naturally. Something that some women have to try it, some women have to learn, something that comes natural. So regardless of whatever, that whenever, wherever, it's a factor. So that's going to be a neat reason. That's why I'm like, yo, and these Middle Eastern women are coming in. I'm telling you, Kim Kardashian and her crew are rolling through, and y'all black women, y'all really going to have some competition on your hands, so you better figure it out.
Oh, please.
I'm
so
just saying.
Okay, we're not going to touch that one. So do you think Spanish women is more freakier?
Yeah.
Now, here's my next question. What do you consider freaky? What is freaky to you?
That's a lot of different things you could say. Let me say, I got to think about that, because that's a lot of things you can say. You can say it would be anywhere, anytime, no holds barred, always ready to go in front of people, in a car ride to where we're going, when we come back. I also think just that freeness to not hold back at whatever. Like if you're, hey, you like what we were discussing before, like that money shot, that could be real freaky in the sense like, yo, did you see what this chick just did to my dick? When you can make a guy think about the sex after you finish it, like, that's freaky. That's because there's no real definition to me. So it's like when you take it to that level, it's like, yo, that was some crazy shit that just happened. Sometimes it's unexplainable.
So we have a response from Facebook, and this is in response to the very first question that we're covering about black men being more about their nut than pleasuring their lady. This is from a black male, and he says that he disagrees because his main objective in sex is to please his woman. If she's not satisfied, he gets pissed off. If he comes too quick, he'll eat her out until she comes. So he is all about pleasuring his woman.
Now, I came across this, and maybe Ms. Still, you could back me up on this, but do you think a man that is not well endowed eats a pussy more and longer than a man that is?
Yeah. I think it's like a safety net for them.
So with that being said, a man that is not well endowed could probably please a woman more just with his tongue alone, correct?
Possibly. It depends, because you have some little dick guys running around that don't feel the need to make up for their shortcomings, or all they want to do is lick you a few times and they think that that's it. But, I mean, if we're incorporating toys and you're continuously working with me to find out a way to please me, then yeah.
Okay. Now, I did come across some black men that did just wanted to please me, but then I also came across the problem that they wasn't well endowed. And that was like, I mean, he was so small that all I needed was my index finger and my thumb to give him head. And this is not a lie. I call him balls because he had more balls than he had dick.
How
so
about
that
this
being,
one? Have you dated Spanish men?
Yes.
Now,
I have.
Do you find, in my opinion, or at least in my experience, I find that Spanish men are very oral. They tend to want to do probably nothing more than eat your pussy. Anybody
I
else
could,
that's
I
come across.
I could kind of agree with that. They would eat your pussy, lick your ass. They would do everything more than they want you to for them to fuck you. I could honestly agree with that.
I've even run into a few that like they don't want head. They just want to eat you out.
Yeah. They eat you out until you come, and then they end up fucking you after that. But they don't want head. I came across that a couple times. Yes. So, Mr. Leon, as you say, more Spanish girl gives give off more sexual. Do Spanish girls give head better than white, black?
I don't know. See, once again, it's a case-by-case situation. It's never, well, this one did it greater than that. sometimes it's a case by case. It's also about how we did it, where it was done. Was it aggressive? Was it, you know, passionate? I can't. It's also a feeling, but when it comes to head, usually, I don't know why, I'm going to have to definitely give it to a white girl.
Now,
I don't
want
to be
cliche,
but yeah.
You brung up a great point. It's contingent upon the person. It is also contingent upon your connection. Now, I could have just had sex, bad sex with black men because there was no connection there. That could have been an issue, too. See, there's a lot of things that play into sex. You know, it's not just the physical. It's more so the emotional, too. A white man will rub your hair, kiss your forehead down to your toes, and kiss you right back up again. Yes, yes. Black men would do it, too, if they're really into you. But if you're just dating a black guy and it's a couple of months in, he is not doing all that. He's like, look, we're going to fuck, and we're going to fuck. I'm going to show you this rodeo. I'm sorry, that's how I feel. Now, again, these are my feelings and my perspective. So for everybody out there, this is my perspective. So let that be known. But, Ms. Still, I have a question for you because you said you dated white men.
Uh-huh.
Do you think white men's tongues are softer than black men's?
Softer?
Yeah, like, I can't explain it. This is going to sound really weird. But it's, no, seriously, a white man's tongue feels different than a black man's tongue.
I don't
to
think
me.
So. Tongue
I think
feels
so.
Like a tongue to me.
Nope.
Yeah, there's no difference to me.
There's a difference to me. Now, then
I mean,
again, with this conversation,
yeah,
and I think that everybody should have a background of me to understand, well, how can I speak upon this? Not only am I dating a white guy, but I also used to be a swinger. For people that ask, well, how does she know how this, that, and the other, I also used to be a swinger. So
oh.
Freaky to me might be different than anybody else.
Well, I think okay. with freak, the whole concept of the freak, as the previous caller stated, you know, it's evolved. But nowadays, freak is so mainstream. Everybody's a freak, and that's like a total contradiction to the word itself. It's nobody's doing vanilla sex, really, but I think a freak is really someone that's willing to do, you know, do whatever for the nut. That's the freak, you know,
yeah.
In my opinion.
I like that too.
So I mean, there's some
cool.
people that just won't, no matter, even if God came down and told them that they would have the most powerful orgasm in life if they just, you know, let a chick stick a finger in their ass, and they won't. And then you'll have those that are like, well, shit, let me try this out, you know, for the hell of it. So I'm not sure that freak can really, you know, go hand in hand with someone that has hard limits.
True. I wanted to touch base with something that the caller has said as far as, Jesus Christ, I lost my train of thought. He has said something, I'm sorry. He was speaking upon as far as the freakiness, the toe squirting. I'm a squirter. The first time I squirted on a black guy, he really thought I pissed on him. Like, when I say he freaked out, he pulled out and screamed like a bitch. Like, oh, my
what?
God, I thought the world, yes, I thought the world was going to end. We was going at it. We were going at it for like a good hour. By that time, it wasn't just regular cum anymore. There was extra shit coming out of me, all right? And I squirted. And I squirted really hard, and it got all on his bottom half or whatever, and he thought I pissed on him. Like, when I said he freaked out, he screamed like a bitch and jumped in the shower. And I said, you never experienced squirting before? He said, nah, that's some crazy shit. I don't know what you just did. You just pissed on me. And I'm like, no. So I literally have to show him what squirting was and get the definition and show him that it's not piss. Because when I say he freaked out, Phil, he freaked out. Like, I wish I would have taped it because I laughed so hard afterwards, I was crying. Like, he jumped up, like, his world just, I crushed his whole world that night. Like, this bitch pissed on me. Like, I swear he called all his boys after he left my house. Let me tell you what happened. This bitch pissed on me. I wanted to slap the piss out of her, but she already pissed on me. I swear he said that to his boys because he was really upset. Now.
All right, so hold that thought really quick, because I think we got a caller that wants to chime in. 4671, you're live on the S&M show.
Still listening.
Okay. Do you have any comments on what was just said?
Yeah, I mean, there was a few topics of discussion right there. I mean, one was about bringing home somebody, regardless of their race or whatever, and feeling comfortable. I mean, I'm not trying to tell my age here and all of that, but back in the day, yet again, you know, your mama would be like, if she can't use your comb, don't bring her home. You know,
wow.
Now in 2014, it's pretty much like, hey, look, it's 2014. Is she good to you? Is she happy for you? You make her happy. Does she respect you? I don't give a damn about the color of her skin and race and this, that, and the other. You know, I mean, that's just the time of the year that we're in. I mean, that's just my opinion. But back in the day, you bring home a white woman, your whole family looking at you and the white girl like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Get the fuck up out of here with this shit. Now, as far as the definition of what a freak is, that's a very, very, very good question. It's like, really, how can you define a freak? You know, because I love squirters. I love a woman who will squirt. And I remember one time that, you know, I was with this sister, and our position was doggy style, and then next you know, she just started squirting all over me when I pulled out. You know, she hit my chest, my stomach, dick, balls, and all of that. And I like that shit. That shit was great. As a matter of fact, is it freaky because when she squirted, I wanted to go down on her while she was doing that, you know. And it's one of these things where, damn, you know, I felt cheated because I missed out on the squirt, so now I have to go back in and get it again. You know, am I a freak or is that just normal 2014 sex now? So the brother's right, you know, it's kind of hard to put a definition on what a freak is. There's so many facets of the answer to that question. And also as far as, you know, Hispanic men, you know, give them oral longer, or black men giving oral longer, or white men giving oral longer because they may not be well endowed. They're trying to compensate for this, that, and the other. I mean, me, myself, I like to think that I'm well endowed. You know, I haven't had any complaints. I'm not the type that'll go around bragging and, oh, yo, I'm working with a 24-incher and this, that, and the other, because some women say if you're too well endowed, they're not going to enjoy it because that shit hurt. Some women is like, yo, bring it, bring it, bring it. Then when they bring it, you hit it, and they're running from you. And they're like, see, thought you could take it, you know, which is fine. But I'm a pleaser. I love to get
oral. Who do you think is more likely to run from the dick?
Oh, white women, hands down. Hands down,
will
a white woman
run
would
from
run.
The dick?
No, that will run from the dick.
Really?
Who will not run from the dick will be Latinas and sisters. In my opinion, this is just my experience.
I'm sorry. I don't like big dicks. I'm going to run. I don't want to feel you in my esophagus, okay? I want to be able
true.
To wake up in the next morning and walk, okay?
That's true. That is very true.
I want to cough it up.
That is very
like,
true
bring
because
it on.
Because
gotta go
if,
to the mercy room
because
you move shit around.
Because
rearrange
you know,
my
like
organs.
Said,
I don't care.
Like the brother said, if I think his name is Leon. I think he said that you want that type of memorable sex that after you have sex you're still thinking about it. And I'm quite sure women think about the same way. You know, women don't want to be like, I'm so sore I can't walk. You know, and to some men, it may stroke their ego, but the woman's like, yo, we're going to chill for this for a second and this, that, and the other because I got to get my insides together. You know, that wasn't enjoyable sex. That was painful sex. And, again, that might be another level of freakiness. Some women may like painful sex and nipple clamps and biting and all. I don't like that shit. Not at all. I want her to be pleased and enjoyed. So I will do what I got to do in order to please
like
the woman orally.
Now. Now, I want to think I'm saying is I don't want a 10-inch dick, but I also don't want a 2-inch dick. I want something right. An average. Give me an average dick that I could go and jump off a fucking a fucking whatever and hop on a dick, rotate, and flip over. I want to be able to do backflips on a dick without feeling that my organs are going to come out or you rearranging my uterus and I got to go back into the hospital to get a stitched up. I don't want to feel like I'm having
right.
you now from your penis. No,
right.
Let me slide it a bit.
For the the dislike for the bigger dicks, it really comes because, one, you know, having a big dick is half the battle, but you have to have a good stroke game. A lot of guys don't have a good stroke game, and a lot of women are having sex, and they're not really turned on when they're having sex. Like, me personally, I never use lube. I don't need to use lube because I get really wet. So I've never really had a issue with it feeling uncomfortable because it was too big, because I'm always, like, wet. You know, it's nice and snug.
I never
use all
either.
The twitching and stuff. Like, it's good.
Now, Miss Still, right. I had this guy, and we was dating for a while, and he was a muscle type of man. So I figured, okay, he works out a lot. He got really big muscles. He must have a small dick. I don't know. I always had a perspective that big men with muscles have small dicks. No, this motherfucker had a baby arm. Okay? So let's just say we finally do-do-do. Right? And I'm like, oh, my God, look at this. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to do it. Why? And all the names, all everything. This man lays down. Like, he kissed me. I got, oh, hot and bothered. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to get it in. That's all he did was kiss my forehead and my lips and kind of play with me down there. He fingered me for a bit. Then this motherfucker lays down, dick hard as a fucking rock, and go, all right, baby, come sit on it. You want me to what? What? I said, well, okay. So I give it a try. I try to sit on it without rearranging shit up in the air. So I sit on it, whatever, and he just lays there like a dead fucking fish. Like, I wanted to take him and shake him just to get him to gyrate in my pussy. And he thought he was doing something. Like, he was moaning and, oh, yeah, I got this. No, motherfucker, can you move? Can you breathe at least? Do something.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, the stroke game is off, and it becomes, like, sex should be, you know, very interactive throughout. It should never just be, you know, you drilling me. Like, caress me, kiss me, freaking suck my toes, rub me, you know, all these things.
Oops, that
the juice is flowing.
Rub
but
my hair.
What I think
something.
A lot of guys do is, huh?
I said, rub my hair, do something. Damn.
Yeah, what I think a lot of guys
still,
do is they get
so mad
you
about
wet
that.
Initially just to get it in, and then once they get it in, it's just a drill fest. It's just fucking.
Yes.
But there's nothing else. And you could dry up very easily if you don't continuously, you know, keep the momentum.
A.K.A. the rabbit. The rabbit. And I know you had one of
ladies.
Those that as soon as they get in,
yes.
What's up?
Ladies, though, let me ask you this question. Now, not showing your age or anything, but do you think it's that rabbit that you guys are talking about or that drilling comes from young guys, or would older guys be the type that does that kind of forceful fucking?
I experienced this with an old guy. My child's father is 2 years older than me, and this motherfucker was a rabbit. He was like, soon as we'd be kissing, and I try to talk to him. He was black. I try to talk to him and say, hey, can you just slow down a bit? Let's kind of enjoy each other. But soon, I swear to you, not soon as he get in, it was like that. You're like, what the fuck? Wait, hold on. Wait. Stop.
I've only experienced the jackrabbit one time, and it was with a white guy. He was in my peer group, but he was still like older than me, maybe 2 or 3 years older. Probably like 25. I was 23 at the time. So that was the only time I really experienced like the jackrabbit. And he wasn't somebody I was dating. That was a time when my ex-husband and I decided to swap. So there wasn't a connection, and it was just, it just happened.
But does that, so the age doesn't matter. If you're going to be a jackrabbit, you're going to be a jackrabbit, you say.
Yeah, you either know how to have sex or you don't. And you have to be willing to, you know, learn your partner. And you have to want to please them. If you're self-absorbed in your own pleasure, then you're never going to evolve sexually.
Basically, you have to learn yourself before you try to please somebody else. That's basically it in a nutshell. We could bounce around. We could talk about different topics. But if you don't know how to work your own dick, how the fuck do you expect somebody else to learn how to work your dick? And if you don't know how to please yourself, how the fuck do you expect for somebody else to please you? You have to know these things. If not, look, go take a course or something. This has an app for that. It's an app for everything. Go buy an app and figure yourself out. Because seriously, I'm tired of dead fish and everything like that. Or I'm tired of men that's not open enough to be able to talk. It's like talking about sex with your significant other is a taboo. Miss Still, have you ever had that issue when you try to open up to your significant other, where you guys are talking about what you like and what you dislike, and it's weird, it's awkward, it's uncomfortable? Talking about sex with your significant other should not be a taboo. Mr. Haynes, have you ever had that issue?
I don't think I've had that issue. I think what I've mostly seen is when you are paying attention or you're not paying attention. Well, you are just out for your nut. When you're young, most guys when you're young, you're just out for that nut. But as you get more partners, as you get more into it, then you start, hey, I'm going to get my nut. Let me try to make sure she gets her nut. So that means she could talk shit, think about me later, and want to fuck me more. That's what at least some guys think. But what most people don't understand is that also plays into the confidence of a guy, because if you're not confident, it's going to show in your sex game too. And if you don't have that confident attitude, like, yes, I'm going to put this down, then you're going to be that nervous, timid. You can feel it, like, yo, is he all right? Does he even know where to put it? Come on. When you have to ask, when you have to tell a guy that, like, wait, wrong hole, wait, he's either too anxious. Well, he's definitely too nervous. And it's like, oh, man. So I don't know. But I want to twist it on you guys one last time, and we want to wrap up this topic because, you know, we want to get into some more stuff on this show. When you've had sex with whoever you had sex with, black, white, whatever, have you ever fantasized about having sex with another race while having sex with one race?
Nah. Yes. Wow.
Oh. How so? What happened?
Again, okay, so let me give you a quick background. My boyfriend and I went now. Before me, he only been with like 3 or 4 other women. So our sex life in the beginning wasn't that great. He learned me, and now it's awesome. Like, he knows my body, he knows what to do. I know his body, I know what to do. But in the beginning, it wasn't that awesome. So sometimes I did fantasize a little bit about a black guy or a Spanish guy. So, yeah, I can admit to that. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Huh. That's very odd to me. I've never heard of
but
that.
It was always like movie stars, like Lance Rawls. Somebody like that. It wasn't like the average black guy or somebody that did it before. It was always somebody that I know I cannot obtain. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
All right. Well, let's just wrap up this topic because we want to get into some music and then we want to get back into the serial report. So let's wrap up this topic. And you know what? Ladies, still give me your final thoughts on this so we can switch over to the next thing.
I mean, in my experience, I think the freakiest men I've encountered have been, I guess, the majority of the freakier men have been white, but the freakiest man I've encountered, period, that outfreaks everyone, was black. And I went through a very heavy Spanish phase, you know, when I was like a teen, and then I went through kind of a white phase. But in my older, you know, age, I'm kind of black. I'm very very pro-black right now. Not saying that I'm, you know, not open to other races, but my attraction level has been to, you know, to my brothers. I'm loving the black.
Okay. Who's freakier? I always stick with his contention to find a person, but the freakiest guy that I ever dated and dated for a long time and that was extremely freaky was a black guy. Definitely was a black guy. So my thing is with white men, you could groom them to be freaky, and that's what I like. You could groom them to be what you want. And I like that, and I kind of prefer that. So there it is.
Okay. And what about you, Mr. Haynes? I know you like your Spanish woman.
All right. Well, at the end, I look at it like this. There is no one race person that's freakier than the other. You just have to find that right person, and you'll find it, I promise you, no matter what race they are. Are there some stereotypes that are cliche that are true? Yeah, there are. But that doesn't make it wrong. So, with that being said, I want to thank everybody who's been listening so far to the S&M show as we got through topic one. I'm going to play a little bit of music, take a little bit of break, come back with the steel report, and keep it going. All right, now I'm going to throw a little loop, so please bear with me with this one.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash.
S&M show. You guys
okay,
ready for
okay.
round two?
Yeah, we are. We are. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get into the steel report. And the steel report is just a short segment in which I basically throw out some current events, gossip, entertainment, nudes, and we kind of discuss it. I get amongst each other, take some callers, and get your opinions and views. So we could kick this off right now with this whole The Game and Tiffany and 40 Glock beef thing that's been going on. For you guys that do not know, when was it, like last week, reports surfaced that he broke her nose or whatever. They got into domestic violence altercation. And now this rapper, 40 Glock, who Game has previously had issues with, is like basically all over Instagram, like disrespecting him and her. But he's claiming that he's hacked. So it's like a really big thing right now. Everybody's watching the social media accounts. I'm pretty sure he wasn't hacked, though. He definitely seems like he's lying. But it basically is, it makes you wonder, like, can you imagine, like, with beef like that, can you imagine if you had Twitter and Instagram back in the day when we had the whole East Coast, West Coast, you know, war, like, that legendary picture of Faith and Tupac, like, it wouldn't have been a cover. It would have been, like, a tweet that Pac would have sent out to Biggie. Can you imagine the levels of, like, disrespect?
I saw it. I actually want to mention that earlier. I was just going to IM you that. I just saw it like 5-10 minutes ago. Somebody had reposted on Instagram. And then I went over to 40 Glock page, and I was just like, oh, my God, the disrespect. He done called her kids ugly, told the Game to come pick them up because he wants the mother to give her head tonight. Like, it's really disrespectful. And if we had it back then, I think it wouldn't be as disrespectful because I obviously believe, like the beef that Tupac and Biggie had, the West Coast, East, all of that, it was disrespectful, but it wasn't to this level. This is a totally different level.
And it's only because we didn't have social media. It would have been so much worse if we did.
You think
realize,
I think it would have been way worse if we had social media then.
But you also have to realize that like 40 Glock is doing that for the shock value. You got to take it to the next level or else nobody's going to pay attention to you. So guess what?
Yeah,
bring
that shock value is going
to
get his ass whooped again.
Hey,
oh,
guess
didn't
what?
The Game beat
he's
his ass
end
already?
Up on World Star again.
Yeah, he did. They already, it was caught on.
Not, I didn't see that.
No, you could YouTube it. It's there.
Jeez.
All right, what else is going on in the Steele report, though?
Bobby Christina Brown, apparently she's going to be featured on an episode of Ayana Fix My Life. I think she definitely needs some type of intervention. I'm not sure how much this is going to help. I hope it does, but I don't think so. I'm rooting for a better outcome for her, but I don't think we're going to get one.
Well, what is it going to be based around?
The train wreck she calls her life?
Do you think that drug use is hereditary, like the addictive personality is hereditary?
I think so. I think it can be.
I think it does. I think because if you look at some of these, if you look at some people like Lindsay Lohan, clearly both of her parents were train wrecks. So she's always going to be that way. Bobby Brown and Whitney, God rest her soul, but what do you expect? So, sometimes it is hereditary. If you're a rocker, your kids are probably going to be rockers too. And if they're failures, they're going to be failures. That's what it is.
Now, do you think it's because she has money, is that it's a little bit more acceptable than for the average child her age? Because to me, she's still a child. An average child her age, it would have been dealt with differently. Like somebody would have intervened a long time ago.
Yeah, but here's the problem. She is the one with the money. So her grandma, her aunts, the people that would use their leverage of having the money and the houses and where would you stay, they can't do that. They can't say anything to her because it's like, what? I'm the one with the money, not you. So don't bother me. And that's her attitude right now. And it's not helping that dude that she's got on her arm.
Yeah, he's such a mess.
He is. The whole situation is a mess.
Let's get a caller to chime in on this, maybe help us out a little. 8563, you're live on the S&M show.
personally, my personal opinion, addiction is a choice. Simple as that. Growing up and, you know what I'm saying, having parents that are addicted, that's one thing, you know what I mean? But that final decision is yours. And, it's all about, it's the decisions you make, you know what I mean? And the choices you make in life are what's going to determine what you're doing. So the shit that Bobby Christina is doing, that's her choice, you know what I mean? She chose to make the decision that she's making. It has nothing to do with, you know, hereditary or nothing like that. The girl wilding out. She's showing out. She's showing her ass. She, you know what I mean? She felt like she was sheltered, maybe. I don't know. You know what I mean? But, my opinion, she felt like she was sheltered. Simple as that. You know what I mean? She felt like she didn't have nothing. Now she just, she was controlled, and now she can just do whatever she wants. Mama's dead. Daddy's just doing what daddy do, and she can just do whatever she wants. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? But all that addiction, it's not hereditary, because I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, me personally, you know what I mean? I grew up with, drug-addicted parents, but I'm not addicted. I don't do shit, you know what I mean? I work all day. I take care of my kids. So it's a choice at the end of the day. Period, point blank, it's a choice.
Okay. And really quick, this is another story that's been getting a lot of, press. The mother that left her kids in the car to go on the job interview, she claimed she was homeless. There's an organization that raised so far, I think, about $70,000 for her, but, she's still facing charges of child abuse and neglect. Basically, right now, I guess the thing is people are divided because, she was, staying with a friend, so they're claiming so she wasn't homeless. And people are just, I don't know, one group is sympathetic, the other group is not so much. And I think it's raised a lot of eyebrows, or at least opened a lot of eyes to the issue of single women or single mothers in childcare. Like, what's your take on this?
Well, if you're going to say my take, I think it's an unfortunate situation. I think that the fact that she was trying to do the right thing for her kids, and she might not have anywhere else to do, that was the only thing. She wasn't like that mom that left her kid in the car while she went to a concert.
I remember that one.
You heard about that one. That mother, yeah, of course, she deserved it. She wasn't like, that mom that locked her kids in the car and let it go and they drowned. She wasn't like that woman. You heard about her, too. But this was a woman that was trying to do right. Now, what else? Some people look at it like, what else could she have done? If you could have given her a better answer, I promise you, she probably would have did it. That was the only answer that she had to go on this interview, which means that she really needed this job. So we hope that those that gave her backlash can stop judging and say, unless you know for a fact she had other options and she chose that option, then you can't really get on her. That's just my thing.
I agree with you, Leon, 100%. My whole take on it was they said, she was living with a friend and she's not homeless. That is not her home. And obviously the friend wasn't helping her, because if the friend was helping her, this situation would have never happened. She would have had somebody to watch the kids while she go out for this interview. So obviously the friend is not reliable. Where she's saying that is not reliable. And all she's trying to do is get them kids out of whatever environment she has them in. So do I agree with what happened? No. But do I understand and I sympathize? Yes. She needed that job. She needed a way to feed her kids. She needed a way to whatever, give them a home. So she did what she had to do. And that's that.
Well, I definitely sympathize with her. I like that she still has to answer for her actions, because regardless, it was very reckless and it could have been a different outcome. But I also do like the fact that there are people who have been understanding and decided to come out and raise some funds for her. And hopefully this can just be a lesson and we can, she can get her life back on track.
Okay.
I think the other... Well, that is like the last topic that we got basically is Tina Campbell, one of the chicks on the gospel group Mary Mary, has finally decided that she's ready to divorce her husband. And it's so weird because a few weeks back it circulated because she was basically blaming herself for him cheating. And a lot of people, well, men mainly, were applauding her for taking responsibility and owning it up or whatever, but now she's decided, you know, to be realistic and she's divorcing him.
That's interesting. And let me just give you the male perspective before you guys go on. Now, I saw this, and the only reason why she was willing to give it another chance and why men were applauding was because, to her knowledge, it was one girl, one time. And you know what? Yo, when I'm away, what do you expect? There's going to be women coming at my husband. And if I'm not home to take care of my business, then somebody else will. So that's why she was blaming herself. And that's why men were applauding her because, yeah, that's what happens sometimes. But the reason why she filed for divorce is because the dude was doing it with, like, who knows how many women. So it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Now it's not me, it's you. You're really just doing this because you think you can do this. So that's why she filed for divorce. And I can't respect him for that because it's like, yo, come on. You're making yourself look really bad. That's just my opinion.
Well, that definitely wraps up our Steel Report for this week. And we're going to get into part two of our discussion tonight, Dane, on with the theme of interracial relationships and having sex with different races. This next question that we got in was basically, guys, if you're in the middle of, you know, fucking a chick, white chick, Spanish chick, whatever, and she refers to you as a racial slur, like, for example, if she says, you know, fuck me with your nigger dick, like, would you be offended? Would you stop? Do you continue and go on? Do you brush it off? And same question to women. If a guy, you know, uses a slur on you, calls you like a nigger bitch while fucking, are you offended? Are, you know, did your pussy dry up? Are you going to keep going? Like, what would your response be?
Oh, man. Who do you want to answer?
I'm going to let you take it.
All right. First of all, I am not into being called a nigger dick. I don't think I could ever see that as something sexually in any way good. I think, no, I would have to stop. I don't give a fuck how beautiful she is. I mean, even if it's a black woman, I'm like, wait a minute, what? No. So right away, no, we're not going to continue. I'm going to have to stop you right then and there. Like, all right, if we're going to keep fucking, you cannot use that word. You can't use it that way because it doesn't sound sexy. So that's it, no. And any most respectable black guys would say the same, like, no, I'm not going to keep let go when you call me like nigger dick. No, the fuck is that?
I'm going to have to agree with him. I swear, if there ever come a time that me and my significant other in bed and he turns around and says, give me that nigga pussy or let me fuck that black pussy, I will stop and slap the shit out of him. Who the fuck? Who you think you're talking to? Wait, what? Why would you even say that? Where in your right mind made you think that was okay to say to me? No. And it's not just the racial thing. But even if I'm saying the black guy, and a black guy tells to me, here, let me fuck that black pussy, I'm still going to turn around and slap the shit out of him. Who the fuck? What is wrong with you? First question I'm going to ask is, what is wrong with you? Are you okay? Is there something that we need to talk about? And I would stop, and that's it. Don't touch me. I would have that straight attitude. Do not touch me. Because I just think it's, no, I can't accept it. There's no explanation of why I just can't accept it. It's wrong in all types of ways of wrong. How about you,
I agree. No, I agree. I'm not down for the – I don't even like saying it. You have no idea how much it took out of me to even, like, say the word, but I can't star myself or bleep myself, so I had to, just for the sake of reading the question, but no, I wouldn't appreciate it at all. But there are some, this question, it came in, and I've actually been on some, like, adult forums, and apparently it happens a lot in interracial relationships. This question was posed in one of the groups as well, and the guys, for the most part, said they would continue, like it was nothing. If anything, it would make them more aggressive. And I thought that was, like, a bit crazy.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah, a lot of guys said that they would continue and it might make them a little more aggressive as far as putting work in while fucking.
I guess I can understand why you would get more aggressive.
Was it restitution for slavery?
Am I missing something?
Are we missing something? Is it restitution that we need to know about?
I don't know.
So I need to hop on my white man tonight and be like, you going to fuck this nigga slave tonight, mother? I'm going to fuck you. I'm free, mother. No. Hell no. I'm sorry.
Well,
I can't
see, even I got a response online, and this guy, he said it's cool. If I don't like it, it would just motivate me to fuck her harder.
See?
Okay.
And that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. They want you to get angry. Fuck me angry. Fuck me angry. And then you're like, wait a minute, what? Just say fuck me hard. You don't have to get me angry to do
next
that.
Next thing you know, she's going to bust out, I ain't free your people. I ain't free you. What?
Another poster said, he said shit like that sets off a red flag. Makes him feel like she grew up in a racist home and is using his minority penis to get back at her dad.
Yes.
Yeah. Think about it. That's true.
It's true.
So, wait a minute. Let me ask you, Jade, you mentioned you have a daughter. You have a daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a good question. If your daughter had to bring home one man, who would it be? If you would be, that would make you feel happy, who would it be?
As long as it makes her happy. I don't care race or nothing. If she bring home a female, I still wouldn't care. As long as it makes her happy, as long as she is comfortable with the person she's with, I accept. And I won't have no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, with that being said, when me and my significant other first got together and I slowly started bringing my daughter around to meet him, she was confused. She was confused at first. And, you know, we had to break it down. She wasn't more confused about the race. She was just confused because it was a different man than her father. But it did come up. Huh?
That's so interesting.
Race did come up. Now, one day he was to go pick her up after the school care. And he comes home, and he's smiling. And I'm like, what happened? So he explains the story real fast, and then basically another little African-American kid comes up to her, and he goes, oh, is that your father? And she turns to him, and she goes, no, that's my stepfather. And the little boy goes to her, well, how did that happen? And my daughter goes, what do you mean how it happened? Well, how did it happen? You're darker. She's like, it's just color, and walked away. To me, I thought it was very cute and very mature of her to understand the difference. You know, she was quite upset about it. She came home and talked to me about it, and she was a little confused about it because she was like, mommy, I don't understand. It's just, she sees him as Chris. It's just Chris. Why would it be something different? What's the problem? It's just Chris. She don't know about race, and kids are not brought up to know about race. They're brought up to know about people. Race is taught by others, or sometimes race is taught by in the home. Nobody is born racist.
I think
so,
also
again,
a big thing for people when it comes to, you know, interracial relationships is a lot of people think that, like, these things happen in the bedroom. Like, they feel like, especially, like, with black interracial relationships or black in anything interracial relationships, they just feel like we're viewed as, you know, N-bombs to everybody and that you laying down with them, you're, like, being a bed wench every night.
Yeah, I got that question a couple of times. Again, when I came out with my relationship, it was, like, a big gasp on Facebook. Like, oh, my God. And I did get the question, how did that happen? How is that working? And I'm just like, what? And I think, Alex, me and you had this conversation when I first came out with the relationship. And you was like, oh, I'm so happy for you. I was like, thank you. And then I told you, I'm getting so much gripe about this. And she was like, why? And I told her, because he's white. You know, Alex, you know how Miss Dill is. She's like, well, I don't understand. You're happy? You're happy. And I was just like, yes. And then that's the response that I wanted to get. But the response that I did get was, okay, how is that working? What do you mean, how is that working? He has a dick and balls just like any other man.
One girl says that the white man's penis or white man's dick, it looks like raw chicken, so it scares her because it just looks bad.
No, baby, it's not true. Honestly, and this is going to sound weird, but his dick is not pink. It's actually a little bit lighter than my arm. Some people have to first white men, all dicks. I know.
Shut up.
Most people have the impression that white men's dicks are just like this pink, pale chicken looking. No. No.
You see this guy, he just responded to the in regards to the racial slur. He said it depends on how fire the pussy is. So guys don't care.
I mean,
oh my God.
In the heat of sex, things happen. You're going to say some things. You're going to talk about some things. You're going to, but there's certain things that trigger, like, wrong things. Like, no. Like, for me, I don't want a girl calling me daddy. Don't do that. Not during sex, no. I think that's
really
dirty. I feel like, yeah. I feel like, ew, no, that's like a rapist. Like, no, don't call me daddy. I'm sorry.
That's your question.
This is my thing. This is my thing, what I don't get, because people that are anti-daddy are pro-poppy, and it's the same fucking
yes.
shit.
Yes. Yes. It's different because I'm not Spanish.
It's the same shit.
Sexy.
It's daddy in another language.
It sounds sexy. It's different. The other thing just sounds wrong.
Leon,
yeah.
Shave, unshave.
Oh, I like that.
Unshave.
Every man is not worthy of being called daddy, but I like daddy.
You know, I like daddy, but not every man is being. But I just asked Leon, shave or unshave, and the reason why I asked that is because some white men don't mind it being shaved or unshaved. Some white men actually prefer a little bit of hair down there, because, and some black men too. I messed around with a black guy who just would not eat me out unless I was bush down there, like an African tribe lived down
what
there.
The fuck?
Like, yes. Yes, Leon.
Yeah,
when
I find older men, like,
he wasn't
older
though.
Like, I find older men, like, you know, some hair.
Yeah.
He wasn't older,
and he wouldn't eat me out without it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm sorry. That's well, ladies, what about you? Do you guys, to go down on a guy, does a guy have to be shaved or can he have a bush?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be coughing up a hairball. White men hair is a little bit more finer down there, and I ask my boyfriend all the time, can you trim it up down there? Because I don't want to come up and, like, I don't want to give you head and your fucking pubic hair is tickling my nose. No.
So wait a minute,
well, I'm coming up and I'm like,
I don't mind hair. There's an acceptable bush, and then there is that nappy, peasy, hard bush.
Look like chips.
Like.
Look like chocolate chips on the cookie.
Yeah. Yeah. But overall, I preferred. Overall, I preferred shaven. Like it.
I like
I'm more prone to suck it.
I like a shave because if I'm deep throating you, I really don't want to be coming back up with a hairball or your. I'm coughing on your dick because your pubic hairs are tickling my nose.
Now, are white men traditionally shaven? I find a lot of black guys are shaven.
No, white men don't shave. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I found any white guys that were into shaving, but a lot of black guys now are clean shaven, and they get in there, like in the balls, everything. No hair at all.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when it comes to the summertime.
Now, Miss Bill, do you think black men are more acceptable of their balls getting licked or white men?
I think more white men like their balls licked than black men.
Yeah.
For some reason, balls are like a danger zone for
men. You're right. You are right. It is. That's the warning sign. It's like, beep, beep, beep. You're getting too close. I'm sorry. Don't go any further. Makes you feel a little weird, like a little girl. You giggle like a schoolgirl. Like, no. Don't do all that. Just keep going on where you are. But hold on now. Ladies, I'm asking you, who's hairier? Black men, white men, Spanish men, Asians? Who's hairier?
White and Spanish.
White and Spanish.
Maybe I feel this. I say white and Spanish, but maybe I feel white and Spanish because black men, your hair don't grow that long down there like white and Spanish. You have like a little stubble.
It grows
or,
long. It's just curled. It's curled.
Yeah.
Versus the like the other ones, their hair like stands up straight.
Straight up. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to be sneezing. You don't understand how much that's annoying to me. Them coughing up, going like that all night because I got a piece of hair and it's so thin. No, shave.
Is that a mug?
Huh?
Is that a mug?
It's contingent about how long it is. If it's not that long, then it won't bother me. But if it's long enough that I could do a corn roll down it, yes, shave that shit. Why? Why would you do that? Why would you do that to me? That's disrespectful.
Let's get like a caller.
That's like a female.
Let's see another view
right
on this. Last four, 1955.
What's happening there?
What's up? Welcome to the S&M show.
Shit, nothing. Chilling, got done eating.
Have you been listening for a while?
Yeah, I've been listening. I what y'all put on now? How y'all doing though? Cool, man. Where you calling from, man? I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Oh, shout out to
ATL. Yeah.
Now, you a Southern guy, and I know, you know, Southern boys, y'all Southern guys do. Which would you rather fuck with, black, white, or Spanish?
See, I start saying I'll be switching up on shit. Mainly, I'll fuck with a Spanish one, though. Sometimes black, sometimes it just depends because, goddamn, you got some Spanish women, they're understandable and shit. You know, we talk to them and everything, but black woman's kind of complicated and shit and everything else. So, like, man.
Even when we're fucking, we're complicated? Damn.
Fuck no. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it ain't complicated. Hey, it's on point. So I'm just saying, just like, different between the black and the Spanish is just, you know, something you, what? You know, bad women come with some crazy ass shit and everything, but Spanish women, they understandable. Talking, but you fucking good and everything, you know. So, but still, black woman, after you get done fucking, they still talking shit, and you know, still got a rule. And you know what I'm saying? But I still fuck with Spanish women, but I still am a black woman though. But you know what I'm saying? I got my crazy side from the black side, but I fuck with Spanish women. So, honey,
yo, now let me ask you, why call it? You went to Spanish right away. What is it about them? Section that you go that makes you say I'll fuck with them first.
Hold on, say that again.
What is it about them sexually that says yo, I'll fuck with them before I fuck with black or white? So you keep thinking
the
right
they,
there, guys.
The way they come out with that goddamn the accent, the colorful they got. You know what I'm saying? They got colorful eyes. They keep their body up, ass fat, yeah, on point.
All right, so let me ask you this, caller. How would you feel if your Spanish mommy decided to
call you a nigger while you're fucking.
A nigger?
Yeah.
Call that? Oh, shit. You know. That's fine. I can't do it.
You don't even know how to answer that one.
No, I can answer it. Let me. That's how I get pat down on shit. Yeah, I'm fucking hell out of Spanish, bitch. She called me a nigga. That's who you call a nigga. I be choking the hell out of it a little bit, but still fucking the shit out of it, though. But
so wait, you're not gonna stop having sex?
Shit. I guess if I hit a spot in the pussy, make call me a nigga. Understandable, cause I'm just being a nigga. That's what I'm saying. I don't give a mad if you call me a nigga. I know I'm fucking a good though.
So I got another caller.
All right, thanks.
Shave
caller.
Or unshave?
Hold on. Yeah, get that last one out.
Yes, caller. Shave or unshave? If she's Spanish, black, or white, do you prefer shave or unshave?
Shaved off.
Hey, you strike me as an all kind of guy. Yeah, I thought you were going to say it don't matter. Are you shaved?
I'm just saying, I want that shit just nothing but pussy. I don't want no hair on that shit. That's the thing that, right. No, shit. It may be a little bit understandable, but still I can just see the pussy. I don't want no bullshit. Like, what? We're in a safari zone. What? What? Can I have a flashlight looking for this bitch? Like, for real? I want to goddamn do it with sister hands on some pussy. No.
Well, here's one final question. One final question I have for you. Do you think that Spanish women every woman tastes differently, but do you think that there's like a general difference in taste between the races? And I guess we get asked the same as far as like guys come to for Jade.
Wait,
what happened?
I pull like this. If a motherfucking woman can take care of her motherfucking pussy and shit, the shit will taste good as fuck. As long as you take care of the pussy can be fed different and everything, the pussy can taste good as fuck.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. Well, thank you, caller. Yeah. Thank you for calling in, man.
Alexander.
Oh, I heard you before you got cut off.
I'm sorry. But let's keep it going really quick. Let me finish.
Yeah, what do you think?
I want,
do you think like there's a taste difference, like, or is it just to each his own?
Nah, honestly, he's right. To each his own, man. I've definitely, you know, sampled all the different races that I could, and it's never. One tastes better than the other, you know. It's just you. It's by a girl by girl basis. If she really keeps herself up, you're gonna be able to. It's gonna be cool, and you'll know it. If she's slacking,
I have an
you'll
odd
know it
question.
As well.
I have an odd
What's that?
Question. Do fruit actually change the taste of down there? When men
Does
eat
fruit?
Asparagus, fruit or vegetables. When they
yes,
eat asparagus,
yes,
it's a little sour. Is a pineapple? Is a little sweeter? Is it true?
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, true. It's definitely going to change the taste if you have a if you maintain like a better diet. Okay. If you're
That's
eating
all
asparagus, I'm sure. I'm sure it might have a different taste. Fish.
Some
yeah,
people
like,
believe that is not true.
No, it's definitely
and,
true.
It's taste. Definitely true.
Do you think,
wow.
like, there's a difference, like, in cum? Like, if you're chasing guys cum, like, white men versus black men, or a difference in consistency?
No, cum is cum. It tastes like cum. And I mean, as far as consistency, it depends on the man. Like, honestly, which is true,
you know, if you've been with your man for years, okay, Mr. Haynes, I'm going to throw you out there for a second. You've been married to your wife for years or whatever. And by some incident, you maybe jacked off that morning. We're not even going to say you cheated. We're going to use the you jacked off that morning. That night your wife gives you head. Do you think she could tell the difference that your sperm count is a little lower because you jacked off that morning?
Well, not maybe that, but she will be able to tell if when we do have sex, there's not a lot coming out. Because after a while, you're not going to be shooting that big-ass load of mayonnaise for the first and two times you have sex. By the time you're on three and four, it's like water. It's barely anything
left. Sure. And that's how most women recognize that their man is stepping out on them or anything like that. So consistency is dependent on the person. You have to know that person. I know how much he comes. If one day he come up short, I'm going to be like, well, excuse me, sir, did you jack off this morning or who you're fucking? Because it wasn't me. You know, we women knows this, but as far as consistency between difference between race, they are the same to me. It's come. But Mr. Haynes, have you ever came across when you were single in your single life, had a sex with a female, and you pull out and it looked like white paste is all over your dick? Now, I saw this in a group, and it was like, oh, my God, she's coming so much. No, boo-boo, that's a yeast infection. That's not.
Some women cream. That could be cum. Trust me.
Oh, God. Why is that sexy to some men? I think it was
because,
sexy.
And that means you did your job.
I guess
because
they have the evidence.
Yeah. Now you can't talk shit about you faked an orgasm. Bitch, I got your orgasm on my dick. Don't lie. You can't lie here. The evidence is on my dick that you came.
The evidence is, it looks like mayonnaise on my shit, okay?
Even better. Yes, that means you came a lot.
No,
it's
not normal to me.
The coming is not
necessary. Yeah, that's even better.
You have to have an orgasm to come.
Huh?
Yeah, I can have a clitoral.
You don't have to have an orgasm to come.
Yeah, you don't. Not with women. You could play with my clit and not come, but that's just a come. Now, orgasm is something totally different. That's my nose getting numb, my face is tingling, my toes are curled up. I look like I have cerebral palsy because my body is switching. Look, that's an orgasm. Well, I'm damn near switching so hard that I fell off the bed and I'm still hugging onto a cover. That's an orgasm.
Ooh.
That's
so wait a minute.
Oh,
speaking
my
of
God,
wait,
I think I'm about to
die. Who gave you the best orgasm? Did you guys ever answer that question of who gave you the best orgasm?
Oh, no.
My best orgasm was definitely black.
Do I have to answer this? Damn it, black.
I mean,
this is interesting. A guy just said that men don't have to, that men don't have to orgasm to come either.
No.
No, that's true. You don't have to be you can't bust a nut and you not be all over the place.
I heard that before. Actually, my
boyfriend
said
that. You just keep it moving. Sometimes, ladies, you ever notice that if you ever had sex with a guy and he like nuts and then he goes right back into it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not an orgasm then. Because if he really got that, you know when you get that nut and he's, like, laid out for the count. And you can, like, smack him and he ain't going nowhere. That's an orgasm. If he can just pull out a nut on you and then keep going right after that, then he just came. That's it. Didn't have an orgasm. Because he ain't supposed to be moving after that.
Okay. Now, do you find black men or white men or Spanish men to be more vocal during sex or more mute?
Black men are more vocal. White men, they're more vocal differently. They don't talk, but they do moan more. Spanish men, I can never understand what the fuck they're saying. Wait, what? But it sounds so good that I just keep going. Leon, I feel you on that point when you said earlier when you was like, Poppy. I was like, look, I don't know what you say to me, but whatever. They could be saying, go in the kitchen and cook me some damn chicken. And it probably sounds sexy. You're like, yeah. Yeah, say that to me. Say it again.
So what about you, Leon? Who do you think is more vocal between the females?
Honestly, I would have to say white. Yeah, everybody I've dealt with, I've had to say white. They will talk, and talk. Spanish is, it's like a whisper, somewhat sexual, like you said, whatever it is, sexual. And black women, it's more of their facial expression. And they're moaning, they're loud, they're yelling. They're not really talking like that, but white women, they're talking a lot.
I think black women just have their key phrases like, oh, fuck, yes, fuck,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yes, god damn, black women. White women is like, oh, my God, fuck me.
That's
fuck
it,
me
man.
Harder. No. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Well, look. We've been having this discussion all night long. It's a nice 2 hour, and I want to thank our guest host for tonight, Jade. You did a great job. We want to wrap up this show for tonight about this interracial stuff because we want to get up into some promotions on what we got coming up next, what we got going before we wrap this show up for tonight. So before we go into the furthest, you know, I want to first once again thank our guest host, Jade, for coming on tonight. Thank you, Jade. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for all of our callers. You know, thank you for all of our callers that listened in, tuned in from all over the country, and following us on Facebook. I just want to find out your final thoughts on these things when it comes to this whole interracial thing. Now, Jade, obviously, you've had experience with both all different races. Lady Steel, the same thing for you. And, of course, me, myself, the same. But in the end, forget about politics. Who would you say you would marry and be with for the rest of your life?
I personally, I mean, like I said, I'm not, you know, saying that I have to be with a specific person. I'm not, like, close to it. But at this point in time, I'm enjoying black.
And
I'm enjoying white.
Okay, ladies, okay. Well, I'm glad you're honest, at least, you know, saying it the honest way, not the PC way, but the honest way. All right? Me, as much as I may say and brag about Spanish women and all that, they're fucking crazy. And at this point, I'd rather just deal with my black women and just take my chances. All right? Now, thank you for everybody that's been listening in. I want everybody to give them their time to really talk about what they got going on. Where everybody should expect them, all the other stuff. So first, let's get our guest host. Jay, do you have any final thoughts or anything you want to say tonight?
No, I think I said all I needed to say. I just want to say thank you to you guys for letting me on the show. It was an awesome experience, and I look forward to future more.
Yeah, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Okay, you can find me at Jada, J-A-D-A, _B on Instagram. You can also find me on Facebook at JadeBell06 at Facebook. And, yep, that's basically it.
I want to really quick just hear from Atlanta one more time because he got cut off before. So, 1955, are you there?
I'm right here. What's happening?
Hey, we got cut off the last time. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give or anything like that?
Like I said, I fuck with y'all and everything. That was a good-ass topic. And, you know, just to give them a shout-out to y'all. I'm doing y'all thing and shit. You feel me?
I appreciate that, man.
And Alexander.
Thank you very much.
Hey.
Also, yeah?
I'm using that, like, even though I'll be I'll fuck with you too, though, even though I'll be messing you on Facebook, but I know I don't get nothing done. I know you be busy, so I'll fuck with you, though, still, though.
Oh, thank you. Well, you got to hit me up and let me know who I'm talking to.
The one that we be on Uber with.
Okay.
But thank you for calling. So in closing, I guess, make sure you follow the S&M show on Facebook at facebook.com/sexyinthemature. Help us reach that 1,000 mark, and thank you for everybody that already likes the page. Make sure you tune in next Wednesday. We're going to have we're bringing the guest back, which is our dating coach and matchmaker. She'll be co-hosting with me, and we're going to be talking about polygamy and polyamorous relationships. So that should definitely be interesting.
All right. Well, thank you. Of course, I am Mr. Haynes. You can always find me on Instagram at Mr. H-A-Y-N-E-S Haynes. That's Haynes, 2, 2, then letter U. And everybody, you know, out there right now, I really appreciate everybody listening to the S&M show as we're going to take this even bigger and better as we're going through to finish up this season real strong. And, of course, if you ever want to be on, follow us on our fan page, the S&M show on Facebook, and see what we can do. All right?
And
once again, thank you. Oh, sorry, you got something to say?
Yeah, make sure you follow me on Instagram at @OfficialLadySteel. On Twitter at Lady Steel, that's Steel with an E at the end, S-T-E-E-L-E. Also, I wanted to make note on April 19th at Murray Bar, which is located at 58 East 34th Street, I'll be hosting an event called The Origins of Hip Hop. It's in celebration of the Tribeca Film Festival. We'll have Raheem from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five hosting as well. And we'll have Rock Logic, Grand Puba, some giveaways from Bel Air Rosé, Converse, Reebok, Truck Fit, Soul Headphones. So definitely come through. And I hope to see a few of you there.
Okay, we definitely might. All right, well, once again, thank you for everybody listening to the S&M show. For the rest of y'all out there, tune in next week as we keep try to keep going with this. All right. Good night.
Good night. Good night.